hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick, who is also one of our helpers and co-hosts on the World of Boating radio show, in to help out today because we have no phone lines. And so Patrick is acting as Tony the Mermaid Muppets Wrangler because, you know, we have this new Muppet or voodoo doll, as I like to refer her to. What's that? What mermaid Muppet?
I'm a Muppet.
You are a mermaid Muppet voodoo doll. So anything we do to you will happen to the real life mermaid Tony, right?
Yay!
I'm going to flick her ear. Oh, take that. They see, you got to keep them in line. Got to smack them around a little bit here.
You realize
there.
I have no nerve endings or anything like that, right?
Yeah. You have no feelings, of
no,
course.
No, I have feelings. I have Muppet feelings.
If you cut her, will she not bleed?
Well, no.
No, actually, she won't.
Just You're a bunch making of, me sad.
Just a bunch of fluff will come out. Pretty much like the real thing, I'm guessing, too. But
I love fluff.
Yeah. Well, high five. There you go. Take that.
Yay.
You know, and what's funny is Mermaid Tony's actually doing some dive instruction down in the Keys today, and she's wondering why the heck she keeps getting these weird feels. You know, someone just like, oh, who just pumped me in the ear? Who just gave me a high five? And she's probably going a little nutty right now. You hear what I'm saying, Bill?
I hear what you're saying. I believe somebody else is the one going nutty.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
just me out there.
I'm also going to some places you aren't, so take that, loser.
Can we get a voodoo doll of Greg the Dive Master?
Oh, I'm working on it.
You don't think there aren't many out there already? As much as I've rubbed it into people on Facebook and everywhere else, or, you know, hey.
Tony has requested four.
Four?
Yeah.
She needs four?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess apparently
one for every season?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I don't really need one.
Yay, it's CJ and Jimmy!
Wow. That
Hi, Jimmy.
That Muppet is really annoying me right now. We have this. I don't know what to think about this thing. This was kind of like a great idea that went bad, or has it not really evolved enough yet?
It was a decent idea that went horrible.
Ah, fair enough.
Well, I don't like you, Bill.
She's not stalking you anymore, Bill.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, because that was the only.
Here's the worst
love
thing.
You were getting.
I keep turning off her microphone and I keep hearing her.
That is
Maybe
weird.
She is a voodoo doll.
I'm telling you. Here, let me just whack her one. There you go.
I like that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I was going to say the funniest thing visually is he's got the puppet talking into a microphone.
Yep.
Like it needs it.
I do.
What do you mean? Like, of course it needs it. It's a living and breathing, you know, thing. What are you going to do? So anyway, we have a lot of things going on. Oh, the tech just showed up. It's working on the phone.
They just looked at us. They walked in
while we're talking to a Muppet, a mermaid Muppet.
And they're heading right back out.
Exactly. I think the phone technician is calling the authorities. The men in white coats will be coming soon. All right, but anyway, let's talk about where I'm going.
Are you taking me?
And that's not straight to hell, despite what CJ told me during the break.
Am I going?
Yeah, maybe. But
yay!
We have a trip scheduled for Grenada for the rebreather week. In a couple weeks, we'll be there for a week. And then I fly straight from Grenada to Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. You can go to DominicaDiveFest.com, get all the information. You could join us if you'd like as well. There's going to be a lot of special events going on. Mermaid Tony will be there. Lacey is going to be there as well. And this is the official announcement as of right now. It is official. The Scuba Cowboy is coming to us with Dominica. They are excited. They thought mermaids were enough mayhem for any given week in Dominique for Dive Fest. Now they're going to have a Scuba Cowboy to boot. So that's happening for Dominica Dive Fest. You'll hear all about that in a couple weeks here on the big show. However, it doesn't stop there. You know, we are in big-time traveling mode. So we got Grenada, Dominica. Also this week, I finalized plans to go do a new liveaboard excursion with Explorer Ventures. And what one destination have I not been on with them
well,
yet?
Well, let's see. It isn't the Turks and Caicos.
Nope, done that. Several times.
Yeah, it's not the Bahamas.
Galapagos?
Done it.
He's done the Galapagos.
Yeah.
Let's see. Isn't there one in the Indian Ocean?
Indiana?
Not Indiana.
No, they don't have one there.
Indian Ocean.
Sea of Sanchez? It could be.
Or is it?
No, it's kind of dirty there. I don't want to go there. But you know what? They have one that is in the Maldives, and I guess that might be the Indian Ocean.
That is in the Indian Ocean. I'm sorry, I tried to hand you one.
Ooh, yeah.
I allied, you oopsed.
Well, I was just kind of covering my base just in case I was wrong.
Ooh, yes.
Great. And was making that connection.
I think you made a mistake.
Isn't that where they dump Bin Laden's body?
That is not where they dump Bin Laden's body.
Well, how do you know?
It's a good point.
You don't know till you go look, and that's what I'm doing.
There
they
you go.
They said the North Thank Arabian you. Sea, the Maldives are in the Indian Ocean.
Hey, there's currents.
Is this going to be the North Atlantic and the Caribbean argument all over again?
Yes.
No.
Of course.
No, the Maldives are in the Indian Ocean.
We all know they did not dump Osama bin Laden's body. He is relaxing on a yacht on Lake Titicaca.
Well, I will tell you, they would not allow me to bring the Scuba Cowboy to the Indian Ocean. Thank you.
Oh, okay. God.
Wow.
You're insane.
Woo! Yes, call in the Calvary now. Wow. Sorry. It's that Starbucks coffee. I'm telling you, it's the devil's beverage.
It's because our phone provider didn't send hot women. Because we save the good jokes for the hot women when they come in as service techs. And no offense, guys. And ma'am.
It's just wrong. All right, so anyway, I am going to the Maldives with Explorer Ventures. You can check out the itinerary, exploreventures.com. But this is cool. Now, here's one of the neat things about going to a new place like this for myself, is that I don't know how to get there, other than you got to book a plane ride. But
Hold on.
Get to the Maldives, where do you go?
You scarcely
where do you,
know how to get
do you
to
fly
Key West.
Into?
You just get on a road and drive till it stops.
Right. Well, you fly into, for the Maldives, you fly into an airport called Mali, or a city called Mali, M-A-L-E,
yes.
And that's the airport code is M-L-E. And so it's a small little town, and then you hop on the liveaboard, and we cruise around for a week and go swim with mantas, by the way, year-round, and whale sharks, very common. So this is going to be quite an adventure, one of those once-in-a-lifetime Galapagos type of experiences, except the difference between this and the Galapagos is the water is warm. Thank you, Lord! Yes, this is the best kind of diving I could ask for. Big animals, yet you still have
relatively shallow water,
warm
I think,
water
around the Maldives. I don't think
shallow.
I don't think it's shallow. I don't think it's like 20 feet. But I mean, I don't think there's giant drop-offs.
Well, finding Bin Laden should be a piece of cake, then.
I don't think there's a wall around there.
Well, it's just no telling. But it's going to be quite an adventure. I have no doubt about it. But once again, all I know about it right now is how I got there, or how I'm going to get there, because I didn't even know where to fly into, other than hey, they said okay, this is the airport you got to fly into. I'm like, how do you get there? You can't fly there straight, can you? Nope.
No, you have to be a little gay.
You got to go. Okay. You can go through Dubai. Go ahead and make your joke.
No, I don't need to make a joke about Dubai.
He makes jokes about Djibouti.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
Dubai is a joke in and of itself. So where are you flying through?
Well, Dubai is one option. Okay. And another one that I actually found from Florida that made a lot of sense was going through London. So we're going to go through London Heathrow Airport.
You're going to fly
there
from
for a few
Florida
days,
to London.
Then straight to Mali.
Really?
They got nonstops from London Heathrow's airport straight to Mali. So only got to do two planes. That's a less hassle flight schedule than obviously me going to Fiji from Florida or hell.
Although you have never been to Dubai, have you?
I have not. I seriously considered that, but to get to Dubai, pretty much you would have to go through New York City. So you'd have to go from Florida to New York
City,
to Dubai, and then I think there was some flights that went straight from Dubai from Orlando or some, maybe Miami. But it ended up, the London thing ended up making a lot more sense.
London's a nice city. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, and it might be cooler than Dubai. Isn't that like the desert in the summer? Because it's August. We're going in August. It's going to be here in no time.
I think it's the desert all the time.
Oh, good point.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
All right, so CJ is in the studio. He just pointed out that the devil's juice that I am drinking right now that made me tell some really lame jokes earlier. And they were not really jokes. They were more observations that didn't really,
resonate good. With anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like the Seinfeld of the underwater world.
Thank you, I think.
Well, if Seinfeld totally stank.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bill, you're real generous.
Yes. But, he asked, like, hey, wait a minute, that Starbucks logo, that's a mermaid, isn't it? And I was like, it is. And I've always
kind of wondered. This really is news to you people?
What, about the
Starbucks? I never really looked at it.
Yeah. No, I knew it was a mermaid. I never quite understood why. Do you know the story, Mr. Bill? Because you
actually,
always know everything.
I
know, of course you do.
It turns out I do.
Why?
Well, because
they're a little loony.
Well, the Starbucks is named for one of the mates on the Pequod, which is the ship in Moby Dick. And they went through a number of different logo ideas and decided that the mermaid was the one that they liked the best.
You know what I thought Starbucks was? The dude in Battlestar Galactica.
Also named for the mate from Moby Dick. They almost named Starbucks Pequods.
Yeah, probably
for the
not
ship,
as good.
And they said that's dumb.
A Pequod on every corner.
Yeah.
Mm. Boy, did they blow it.
Yeah. No question.
Yeah. Well, hey, what are you going to do? All right, so there you go, little Starbucks trivia. See, the mermaids tie together all this stuff, whether they're in the flesh or they're in foam and
paper
and fabric and yarn.
Right. Correcto. Yeah.
They need to stop that nonsense. Like,
and a yarn is also known as a tail.
And a tail is something a mermaid has.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, it's spooky.
It's like the seventh degrees from mermaids.
It's like the seventh ring of hell.
Maybe. Very possible. But yeah, so here's the deal. We're going to the Maldives. That is official. It's going to happen in August.
Now,
we're
going to
broadcast from the boat, this new boat, part of Explorer Ventures' new fleet. I'm very excited.
It's new.
It is. Brand spanking new. It's only been sailing for a few months now.
And it's a sailing vessel, isn't it?
No. It's not a sailing vessel. No.
What's the name of the boat?
No, it's a motorboat.
But I think it has sails.
No.
I mean, I think it has a motor, but I think it also has sails.
No.
I've seen pictures of it.
No. I don't think it has sails. No, it does not have sails. The Explorer Ventures live aboard boat? No.
Okay.
No sails on that boat. But it is brand new. And like in the Galapagos, where you actually have the main boat that you sleep on and eat and all that kind of stuff. Then you go out on these pongas and you dive the Galapagos Marine Park. In the Maldives, it's the same type of thing. You have a separate boat that you go out on. They got a different name for it, like dongas instead of pongas. I'll find out all that when we get there. but it's big. They're not like these inflatable dinghy type vessels.
I bet it is.
They are huge. Diving vessels. I want to say it's like 40 something feet long or something like that, but you can have your camera gear and everything on there. The compressors are on
vessel.
That separate boat. And evidently, you know, those yarns that we were talking about before, I'm telling a pretty good one for CJ and James right now. Am I?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm just cracking up the room. But anyway, so
is this the maiden voyage?
No, it's been sailing for a few months now.
And I apologize for doubting you.
Yeah, you should never do that.
Let me tell you why.
Look, I'm right even when I'm wrong, Bill. Haven't you figured that out yet?
The ship, which is very cool looking, is called the Carpe Vita.
Right.
But there was an ad. There's an ad in I think it's a Alert Diver magazine that my daughter reads while she's learning to be potty trained.
Yes.
Well, my 20-month-old is starting potty training, and she sits down, and as soon as she sits down, she says, book, 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 which means I've really trained her to be exactly like me.
Yeah.
And she loves books with fish in them.
Hmm.
Cool.
Good.
Are you going to teach her to pee in a wetsuit?
Not on the deck.
That might be
Not
easier.
On the deck.
It's done. Consider that done. We just need to get her into a wetsuit. That girl can pee in anything.
Well, nice.
Wrap her in a napkin. She
Maybe you should have named her Pequod.
We thought about it. It was on the short list.
That would have made so much more sense.
Yes.
Yeah. But what you're saying is that you saw another boat that had sails and you thought that was
In the ad in Alert Diver for Explorer Ventures, there's actually a boat with sails on it in that ad.
Interesting.
But it was an older version, so I think it's before they even finalized the itinerary for the Maldives, because I know the Maldives is a new dive site for them.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited. It'll be so much fun. So that's one thing. And it doesn't stop there. We're doing that in August. And then in September, just a few days or a few weeks later, we're going to be in Saba for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And that is a trip where you could join us and be on that boat with us and hang out. And Dan Orr from Dives Alert Network is going to be there. Bill, the producer, has been invited, as well as CJ and James.
Oh, yeah.
All we need to do is pay full price.
Right. But there's a lot of extras. I mean, Dan Orr will be on board to
you might
fall
get
down the stairs.
Some, no, he may, well, he might if you push him. I think he'll be extra careful on this trip. But he's going to give some seminars in the evening and entertain the crew. Mermaid Tony and Mermaid the Tony Muppet are going to both make an appearance
Mermaid
on that
the
vessel.
Tony Muppet. Okay.
Tony the Mermaid Muppet.
I just had to there process that for a second.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. I have been asked about the Muppet. And, is the Muppet going to travel with us? And I think the answer is yes, it has to.
You better Scotch guard that thing.
Why?
Because if it gets wet.
Yeah, no, sea air.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I think there's no problem with taking Tony the Mermaid Muppet. Why do you think she's been stalking me?
I want to see you carry it through customs. Yeah. Is this yours, sir?
Are they going to have a separate seat for it? No, it'll be a lap child.
Work it. Put on a show.
It'll be a lap child. I think they won't charge extra for that, will you?
They have never charged extra for Willy the Wonder Wombat. Well, he travels with me everywhere I go.
Mermaid Tony asked about
he's inflatable.
He said,
he's not inflatable.
If because Willy the Wombat, what's
Willy
his name?
The Wonder Wombat.
Wonder, that's Bill's...
travel companion.
Yeah.
He's a travel pillow, is what he is.
Imaginary friend.
Well, that's what they call it now.
In fabric and yarn. And he got away with it.
I have taken that everywhere I've gone.
Thanks a lot.
All my
Laden.
Travels around the world.
But that's back when you could smoke on the airlines.
Right. Those were the days.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we've been talking a little bit about Bill's daughter, Eliza, and how he trained her to read during her restroom breaks. And,
yes.
And despite this emotional, you know, torture that she is enduring as having Bill, the producer, as her parent and guardian.
Where is that?
We do get some interesting little... sidebar comments or you know, little anecdotes as far as Bill and his parenting skills go. And you said she other than teaching her how to read while she was on the toilet this week, you also had another moment, I guess.
Well,
parental moment.
Well, here's the thing.
Epiphany.
It hadn't occurred to me that my daughter was 20 months old and had not been to the beach yet.
Oh.
She's a third generation Floridian.
That's not
and
right.
They've got it in their blood.
Yeah,
really, when you get right down to it.
You know, there's laws, Bill.
And this weekend we went to St. Augustine Beach.
Okay.
And got to walk out on the beach. And it was pouring rain. And 15 minutes later it had stopped. And we said, we're going to the beach. And there were five of us on the beach as far as you could see.
Yeah.
One of them was naked. But we ignored that as best we could.
Right.
And then we went down to the water. And Eliza loves the ocean.
Okay, so when she turns like 18 and is running around naked on the beach in Daytona,
I don't think
or
it's
Panama
gonna,
City,
I do not think it's going to wait.
It's going to be
18.
Your fault. Okay,
I'll be completely honest with you. The girl likes to have her clothes off.
Really?
Yeah.
CJ, call the Department of Children and Families.
Either that or the dollhouse.
I'm on hold right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
No, she's she loves the water. She we were holding her hands and letting her run out into the surf.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
It was nice.
Teacher runs sideways like a crab.
So, do you think she'll be a she'll grow up and be a diver? Or are you you're getting her
so far? So far, I'm pretty sure she's going to learn to swim this summer. So,
well, you started in the restroom to get her close to water.
Yeah,
and then
she
you took her to the ocean,
taking a bath.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's a start. Got to train them early these days. Get these divers, you know, build this industry up to what it used to be back in the day. That's what we're trying to do with this little goofy show we do every week. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks!
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. It's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Yeah, you know, in the studio today, we have a room full of guys that like to go down. Yes, we are divers. That's what it's all about. Bottom time.
Yeah.
You guys with me? Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
We are not getting the same affirmation from the phone text.
Yeah. And are you guys certified divers? Are you divers? You want to dive?
They're certifiable.
Yeah, he's like, okay. They're definitely wondering, like, if these are divers, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
I think they're trying to figure out why our complexion is so pasty white, and theirs is not.
Yeah. Well, hey, show them the Muppet. That'll... Well, no, that won't work either.
She's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened? Did our mermaid Muppet run out on
her? She swam off.
Patrick.
He Muppet napped.
He wrangled her off to violate her on his own terms
or something?
No. What?
He did go to the bathroom.
It was consensual, you think?
I have no comment.
Well, anyway, who knows? All right, But look, a couple things coming up. Now, I just mentioned to CJ and James here coming up. Are we on? Is someone calling someone on the phone there?
Department of Children and Mermaids. Cool.
We can hear that, Bill.
Yeah.
He's calling the Department of Children and Mermaids.
What, can you blame him? Yeah. The other thing we have coming up right after we get back from Dominica Dive Fest, that following week will be Florida Spiny Lobster Season.
Ooh.
It's the Wednesday and Thursday last week of July, and we're going to go down there, and I'm going to school some folks on lobster slaying.
Isn't it just clarified butter and maybe some Old Bay?
Pretty much spiny lobster seasoning. That is a start. That is a start, but there's a much more, intense technique that involves wishbone Italian dressing. You need to throw in there to kind of lather them up a little bit first.
Interesting.
I don't know about that.
And yeah, Greg's hypnotic stare.
Right.
You know what you do? Put a little bit of sugar in with the melted butter.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a tip. I've seen my father-in-law do it on my grill. They come out amazing.
How about you wrap them in banana leaves and you rub brown sugar all over them as well as coconut oil?
Hold on. Okay. Stop. I want everyone to understand, because you can't see this, he's actually pantomiming this action on his own body.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm getting it mixed up with the massage I got in Fiji.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I thought you were going to smoke something.
Yeah, no, they rub brown sugar and coconut oil.
He is still doing it on himself
me.
Again.
I know, he's rubbing his arm. It's
and then,
creepy.
And then they wrapped me in giant banana leaves. Huh?
How much do your thighs need to be rubbed? I think we've reached that point. We can stop now.
Look, feel my arm. Look at that.
Thank you.
Feel his arm. Oh, take your hand off.
It's very smooth, and my skin's been exfoliated thanks to the spa people in Fiji at Coral Sun Resort. It's the same people that were giving the Bachelorette a massage. Thank you very much.
Were it these? Was it the same individuals or was it the same organization?
I think same organization and individuals.
The same organized individuals.
Yes.
Organized.
But anyway, yeah, I was getting that mixed up. I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with preparing your lobster unless you exfoliate your lobster before you eat it.
So now the question really is, when did you start with the confusion? Was it with the wishbone Italian dressing? Was that part of your
banana leaf
thing? No,
that's part of the lobster. No, the wishbone Italian dressing is a marinade for lobsters. So you throw your lobster tail in a bowl of wishbone Italian dressing, throw it in the fridge, let it hang for a couple hours, and that gives it a nice little juicy, tenderizing type of vibe to it.
So Greg had an organism.
There's a few other antidote or ingredients you want to throw in there, too.
But first, you got to catch
them. But I can't give all of my secrets away. But
we'll beat it out of you later in the parking lot.
That is one ingredient that my buddy Chad Barbe, actually. It's a Louisiana lobster bake recipe that he turned me on to a few years ago that I've used ever since.
It's also used for shrimp. Where you throw another shrimp on the Chad Barbe.
Yes, but they're smaller.
Wow.
Billy, if I...
Scrump shampoo.
Shrimp.
You got like scrump shampoo?
Yep. So anyway, Florida spiny lobster season last Wednesday and Thursday of July. So we're going to go down there and school some mermaids on how to catch them, how to slay them. I don't know if you've heard, but...
Like the mermaid usually eat what, like sea urchins and stuff?
Shellfish. They're
sea cucumbers.
Here. Oh, right.
They have that with some of the Italian dressing.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
But Tony and I have kind of like a little friendly competition going on here because she seems to think she can hold her breath longer than I, and we've proved that not to be the case, obviously. 3:05? Remember that? 3:05?
Yeah, I do remember you... staying long, lingering at the end of an exercise and garnering an extra 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what I know as a matter of fact.
What?
Tony holds her breath for somewhere in the ballpark of 45 minutes. She goes down on a dive with a full tank of air and bleeds some of it off on her ascent, but that's it. There's usually like 300 or 400 pounds missing out of her tank at the end of a dive. Well, I don't believe she breathes at all underwater.
She is quite remarkable on scuba, but when it comes to free diving, that we're a totally different ballgame.
She's a mermaid. Duh.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. When we're in Grenada, we're going to have a little contest because one of the things we did in our free diving competition that Martin Stepanek told us about, that one of the techniques or little tricks that they do as free divers is clearing their mask, which is a skill that every open water diver learns, right? But when you're doing the free diving class, one of the things they do is how many times can you clear your mask on one breath of air? Because you do have to do that sometimes when you're free diving, and
I'm almost up to one.
Well, he mentioned 11 times. And supposedly this week, Tony put up on her Facebook page, I don't know if it was Tony or the Muppet, but either the Muppet or Tony can do 11, supposedly. They cleared their mask 11 times on one breath of air. Now, I think I can do 12, just because you know what's there.
I think you can do 2.
I can do 12 easily cheating.
Well, there is that.
Above water.
Right. But,
you know what's excellent? You know what's also excellent practice for building up your breath-holding skill?
What's that?
Is if you've ever been with Greg the Dive Master Mexican food... And then that the following day, been in a small car, some other enclosed area,
or like a studio, like we have right here.
You
know
will,
what I had last night?
You broccoli,
no
cabbage,
asparagus, and coffee.
No, I had one of those burritos,
broccoli burrito.
See,
take that.
You will learn to hold your breath, whether you want to or not.
What little people?
I'm up to 4 minutes.
Four minutes, is that all?
Yeah,
that's how long breathing. It takes him to come in, say 2 sentences, and walk back out to the door where the air is fresher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, they've been holding their breath for the last hour and a half. God bless them. These guys are amazing.
They're super troopers.
What you can do?
Fortunately, I have this imaginary glass between you and me. What you can do saves me.
Lift your shirt up over your nose as a makeshift filter.
Okay. No, I won't do it.
It actually helps if your BO is pretty bad.
Ooh.
Your own self odor.
I smell like
this
Old
works
Spice.
For me.
So yeah, so that's why Bill comes into the studio every week
stinking to high
heaven. Doesn't bathe. He doesn't bathe.
I just thought he was bohemian.
Yeah, Saturday night is bath night at the Keeven.
Waxing rhapsodic.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway. All right. So.
Are you actually tickling them?
It would seem so.
No, nope.
That's the we Muppet. Can breathe over here.
That's the Muppet.
Hey, CJ is not a Muppet. Get your hand out of there.
Wow.
What? His mouth still moves when I stick it up there, though. Look at that.
Stop it.
Made the service techs check, you know. They had to look around the corner to see.
Wow. All right, so anyway, we get this friendly competition. We're going to do this breath hold and see how many times I can clear my mask. I say I can do it at least one more than Tony. That's my prediction, and that's what you'll probably hear on the radio despite what happens in real life.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm talking to CJ, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer, about this adventure we have happening in Grenada with the rebreathers. Tony, Mermaid Tony and myself are going to get certified on a silent diving rebreather thanks to our friends Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts Grenada. And I'm really excited because once I get certified on this thing, you know, you have no bubbles and you get real close to the fish. They don't swim away. They're not scared away from your bubbles. You get great pictures. I'm just, you know, one of the interesting experiments will be for me personally is to find out as once we're diving on this rebreather thing in Grenada, will Mermaid Tony swim away from me? Because that's usually what happens.
No, she hasn't yet.
I will tell you what. I'm a little bit concerned about rebreathers.
As far as what sense?
Well, here's why.
Why?
If you get marginally separated from your partner, you know, let's say you go around one side of a little stand of coral,
right,
and they go around the other side.
Yeah.
You know, I find them. I
bubbles.
Look for the bubbles.
Right.
No bubbles. I'm never going to find Mermaid Tony.
Well, you shouldn't rely on bubble stream. You should always have them within eyesight anyway.
Have you ever dove with, and I'm just going to pick a dive partner I've had in the past at random, you?
Where's Greg?
Personally,
I second that.
I have never dove with myself.
His nickname is Waldo.
You turn around and Greg is gone. Oh, yeah. Where'd he go?
He's taking a picture over there of some cool little fish or critter or whatever.
Sometime remind me to tell you about my first liveaboard dive.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that story.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to go there.
Yeah.
We don't want to go there.
Bill the dinghy boy.
Better than Bill the donga.
He took the dinghy ride of shame.
Bill the donga.
Back to the liveaboard because he lost his dive buddy. Whose fault is that? Hello?
Because my dive buddy swam off without me.
No, I don't believe it. Anyway, that will be fun. I can't wait. And we are going to have a Tony the Mermaid Muppet with us in Grenada and Dominica. It won't be the one that you're seeing on Facebook with its own Facebook page. It'll be its cheaper sister.
A lot of times when you have people who become famous as quickly as Tony
the Mermaid Muppet. Yeah.
A lot of times there'll be doubles that'll go out there and travel around.
Right.
And
A puppet double?
Yes.
Like a body double?
A stunt double.
You had me at cheaper sister.
Don't we all? So she won't look as quite as elaborate as she does on Facebook. She's going to be a sock puppet. Okay. That's about it.
Put a sock in it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we'll have her along. And
her cheaper sister would be lamb chop.
Yeah.
Maybe. But we do have one more story we have to touch on today for the big show today, and that involves beluga whales.
Well, this thing here, now you're planning on doing the rebreather because one of the things they say about rebreathers, you get a lot closer to animals.
Right, because the bubbles scare them away, and when you're on a rebreather, you don't have them, and therefore the animals don't react as nervously and don't
Have you
get
ever been
off.
Told this story, that animals don't like synthetic materials?
Synthetic materials
like a wetsuit, as an example.
That would make sense. That would seem to make sense.
Not really, actually, I don't think, but okay, I'm listening.
Well, imagine if you were.
I imagine.
If you will.
Okay.
That you're a 36-year-old.
Hot stud.
Well, let's imagine that, because it will require imagination on all of our parts.
About to pass out.
Okay, I'm there.
36 years old, you hold a doctorate, you're a marine biologist. Imagine that someone can convince you that beluga whales would respond better to you if you were naked.
Oh, that's easy. Of course they would. Oh, wait, whales? Oh, yeah. Okay, what do you mean respond in what sense exactly?
There is a
Are you trying to get your freak on with them or
woman,
something? Or?
There's a Russian woman... marine biologist, mm-hmm. 36 years old, swimming naked with beluga whales. And the pictures are unbelievable. Do a web search for beluga naked diver, and you will find pictures of this woman, pretty muscular.
What, the whales?
The whales are muscular, but so isn't this woman.
Well,
but she's naked in the water.
Well, yeah,
there are pictures of her leaning off of the ice shelf into the water where the dolphins are, and there are guys behind her in, you know, hooded snowsuits and boots and snow pants. I mean, the whole shooting match, they're freezing to death, fully clothed, and this woman is naked. Now, one of the things I found interesting, four of them were wearing eye patches. It gets very cold
Maybe
there.
She turned around.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well,
she's a hazard.
I'll tell you, I think that's the best pickup line you could ever use.
Would you like to see my...
She's very
like
muscular, see, Greg.
We just found it.
Yeah, if you want to get closer to the animals, you must be naked. And if you can actually talk the girl into doing such
stuff,
that is genius, I tell you. Hats off to this.
She's got legs
Hats
like
and everything
Arnold.
Else off.
That is the best... oh, my gosh. That's genius. Or she's just really, really dumb.
I don't think so, but well, it's hard to say, actually.
Yeah.
To be
you
honest.
Watch. She'll live to be 150.
Is she blonde, Jimmy the Bubble Boy?
No, but she's very cold.
She's brunette, and I would describe her as a natural. Based upon what I can see about the accessories in and about the apartment.
Nice.
Can't see that from this angle.
Maybe your imagination just isn't as good as mine. Or the plasma screen you put it up on isn't quite as
interesting.
Big.
Interesting. You know what? I'm going to say
is that, yes, that is a fact, that if you want to get closer to the animals, you must be naked.
And you're gonna use that.
And, Greg, this is in the Arctic.
And that's for
the
only
Maldives.
But that only applies to really hot-looking young girls that you want to see naked.
I don't see it working with Tony, but let's give it a shot.
It might work with the Muppet. I'm thinking it'll work with the Tony the Mermaid Muppet. She seems pretty easy and cheap. At least her cheaper sister, you think?
Possibly.
Yeah. All right, we'll give it a shot in Grenada and Dominica and where else. All right, that'll do it for the big show for the entire group. Remember, it's always better
down to what it's weather.
What are they, Russian?
Maybe.
When you're naked, they are. Yeah, there you go. Of course. Good times, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.